Well, last night over there in Wimbledon, the English would have been disappointed that their side in the Soccer World Cup has gone down, TK. Plenty of people would have been watching the final of, or the quarterfinals of the men's. And the great man, Roger Federer, has been beaten. And to discuss that and a little bit more, we head overseas to Roger Federer. I wish we were going to Roger Federer.
Oh, I don't.
Roger Rashid. Good morning.
Look, I'll accept that. I mean, I do. I agree too. If you were going to Roger after he lost at Wimbledon, I reckon that's a hell of a get, by the way. He also did, just on that, if you talk about him doing some media, he did a full press conference where he sat there for a long time and answered a lot of questions about what happened and why didn't you get the result. And then he went and did it in three other languages as well. So that you just see the respect. Wow. You have enormous respect for him. He did exactly the same type of media that he would have done, win or lose, and that was it's a big loss. He's only lost twice ever from two sets to love up in a Grand Slam, and won over 200 of them, 260 odd of them. So it was an amazing day play here in the quarterfinals of Wimbledon. It was just one of those great days, an epic day on court, on centre court and court one. First of all, Roger gets court one. A lot of conversation about that, but it was the first time in 19 matches that he'd been on court one, so I'd say that's fair enough. And to lead two sets to love and then have a match point as well in the third and to end up going down in five sets deep in the fifth was just epic. It was an epic performance from Anderson to be able to sustain that mentally, to keep staying alive, being there, hanging in there, just putting his game on the line and competing and offering a challenge continually to Roger, knowing he was so far behind. So it was just one of those, you couldn't leave it. The Henman Hill or Murray Mound, that was, you didn't even have to, if you weren't courtside, you could just listen to them and understand what the scoreline was happening and who was winning the points and who wasn't. And, it was one of those epic days on court one.
How much confidence does a guy like Anderson take out of that victory against Federer? And is he a genuine or a realistic chance of beating, say, Nadal?
Oh, look, it was an amazing. I mean, he lost to Nadal. He made the US Open final last year, so that was a huge moment in his career to make a US Open final. He's 31. He plays a fast game. It's a simplistic game. You know what's coming, but he does it well. I mean, to beat Roger in a Grand Slam anywhere, but trailing two sets to love and you've got match point against you. Look, Roger's game wasn't on. There's no doubt about that. He was very shaky with his forehand. He couldn't quite get the timing right, so it wasn't really happening how we'd normally like to own the court. But in saying that, he's only got himself to blame. He admitted that because he was there and he had it in the perfect position. Anderson will take enormous confidence out of that. It means he can survive anything. He's still got to now get through John Isner. So we've got 6'10" versus 6'6". John Isner getting over Milos Raonic from the Canadian in four sets, lost the first set. This is a huge moment for him as well. First time he's been involved in a semi-finals of a major, in his 30s. So that's a great opportunity on that half of the draw. And then you swing yourself into centre court if we go inside there. And Novak Djokovic was fantastic against Nishikori. That was a high-level tennis match, four sets. Novak got challenged heavily. But we're seeing Novak back to his form. If you saw him for the first time playing this week, you would have said he's back in he's in the top three players in the world right now. So that's a big tick near his name, and he's moving very confidently into this period. And Nadal Del Potro played late in the night. He crossed over into the World Cup, into England, and England and Croatia, and 30,000 people at Hyde Park. But it was an epic tennis match. Trailed 2-1, Nadal had to fight hard. Del Potro is an amazing competitor. He's got big weapons. And in the fifth set, these guys played an outstanding high level of tennis from point to point right throughout the course of the fifth set. And it was one of those matches where you just had to sit and watch and go, wow. Andy Murray was in the commentary, and Andy actually stated that's the best fifth set of tennis, one of the best fifth sets of tennis I've ever watched. It was a great day of men's tennis. Great day of men's tennis.
Yeah, fantastic. Rog, let's get to the semi-finals tonight of the women, because we need your tips, mate. Serena Williams, $1.26 against Georges, and she's $3.80, and Serena leads head-to-head three times. Well, 3-0, sorry. So they've clashed three times. Serena's won every time.
Yeah, I think it's now four because just too much game and this part of the tournament you just don't stop Serena from this part on, especially if you're going to a semi-finals for the first time. Funnily enough, Serena's coach has been muzzled, and so you know he does a lot of media normally, and there's a lot of tension upon him, which can be normal, but he's been told that he says nothing over this fortnight, and obviously just letting Serena do her business.
What about Kerber and Ostapenko? Is it right that they've never played each other before?
Yeah, possibly so. I'm not sure they're head-to-head, so you've got me on that one. But it's interesting. You've got experience. Former number one player in the world, Grand Slam champion. She's a left-hander. She counter-punches unbelievably well. Got great defense. Can get offensive. But doesn't have the... And then on the other side, you've got a Grand Slam champion, a young Grand Slam champion who won the French Open last year in Ostapenko. Her style is see ball, hit ball, and hit ball hard. And so she either plays big and misses or plays big and hits winners. And so it just depends on what the ratio is going to be, I think, during that match, because Kerber she'll defend really well. She'll squeeze the court, make it feel small, and so it'll force Ostapenko to hit even bigger potentially. The moment will be telling. You know, you can't underestimate what these moments are like. The locker room's got even, you know, they've now only got four people in them instead of eight or ten and some doubles players. So everything's just a little different as you get deeper. And Ostapenko's been there, but this time, you know, I'm throwing the balls in the air. I'll lean towards Kerber just through the maturity of that part of the tournament.
Okay, so Serena to go through and Kerber to go through there. And Kerber, just at tab.com.au, she's $1.58 and Serena $1.26. Mate, I know we've got another 24 hours before this, but can I just get quickly your two early tips for the men's semi-final? No, because they're both very even, buddy. Novak Djokovic, $1.80, Nadal, $2.
Novak's actually favourite, is he? Wow, I like what they're both doing. I'm going to slightly lean with Rafa. I just slightly lean with Rafa at the moment. Okay. I mean, Novak's playing great tennis, I think. I liked what I saw from Rafa. He was exposed. He fought back. I love the way he's hitting his backhand. He's really flattening it out and using that as a weapon as well. I'll lean with Rafa, even though they played deep in the fifth and it was late, but he's a machine. But you know what? You cannot. That's a toss of the coin. The other one, what are the odds on the other one, TK?
It's $1.90 a piece.
Each, yeah.
Right, okay. So she's level. And I think that's where the balls lie. You got two big servers. Off the back of the court, they're pretty handy. Obviously, Isner doesn't move as well as Anderson, but I just feel like this is, you know, these are just moments. They're both going to serve well at times. They're both going to have moments where they return well. It's going to be those little moments. You know, who plays? I can't pick this, but I'm not sure who's going to. You know, it's about who plays the 15, 30 point well on return, who finds their first serve at the right time. It's you know, the betting's right. It's that even. It's a massive moment for both. Massive moment for both. So I'm sore sitting on the fence there, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I often feel if you've got rid of the bloke like Roger Federer, particularly when you saved a match point against Roger Federer in the third set, I'm sort of thinking you deserve to at least make the final, don't you, on the way through?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
absolutely, I think so. But a huge opponent at the other end is a different type of opponent.
Yeah, they are. Two really good semi-finals. Rog, we thank you, mate. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.